This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to shift gears into some of the other news that we've not covered yet, that we've not gotten into in the next 30 minutes here. And believe me, there is a lot of it. If you basically look at what's happening with the political field, Bernie Sanders, an avowed communist, basically, is running around promising government workers even higher pensions and pay if they just have wealth redistribution, which, of course, doesn't work. And then they demonize capitalism by claiming what we have is capitalism when we don't. 27,000 people in L.A., 70,000 in his last three stops total. Eye-popping West Coast swing, reading DrudgeReport.com headlines. Sanders scores national nurses union statement. O'Malley raises legal question with debate plan. Hillary defends incredibly impressive Megyn Kelly. Can we get that disgusting video, guys? Thanks. Megyn says no fear or favor for Trump when Trump's done nothing to her. And Bernie Sanders says it's sexist to criticize Hillary and that she's a wonderful person. Truly disgusting. So helping set the precedent that criticizing the witch, Hillary, the criminal Hillary, because she's a woman. I mean, this is identity politics with this cult, this religion of fruitcakes. Trump is expanding his poll numbers in many polls, maintaining his lead in Iowa and other states. As I mentioned, Cruz says it's foolish for GOP to criticize. Kasich and Carly rise in New Hampshire. Carson and Rubio jump in Iowa. Four GOPers beating Hillary in Corn State. Nancy Reagan invites 16 candidates to the CNN debate. We do have Hillary Clinton salivating over Megyn Kelly. Here it is.
It was offensive. I said it was outrageous. I stand by that. I think more people should say the same. They should be going after him. The Republican Party is going to have to deal with him. But I just want to remind us that what they say about women, not one woman who is perfectly capable and incredibly impressive, able to take care of herself. Ugh. But all these women that I have fought for, worked for, stood up for, advocated for, and want to be a president for, who may not have the opportunity to defend themselves, who may lose the right to exercise a personal choice if certain of the Republicans were to be successful, I don't want that forgotten. So, yes, I know it makes great TV. I think the guy went way overboard, offensive, outrageous, pick your adjective. But what Marco Rubio said has as much of an impact in terms of where the Republican Party is today as anybody else on that stage. And it is deeply troubling, and it should be.
There's no doubt Hillary's got a crush on Megyn Kelly, and that's okay. I'm a libertarian. You know, the fact that Hillary reportedly has had more sexual partners than Bill, most of them women, yeah, I think she should be proud of the fact that she's clearly got a crush on Hillary. I mean, on Megyn. Now, I mean, let me cut the sarcasm here. When we come back, I'll tell you what I really think about Megyn Kelly, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and the rest of it. And then I'm going to shift into what I mentioned earlier. Not going out. Why millennials are no longer going to nightclubs. See, millennials don't go out and go to nightclubs. And Hillary, she didn't have to go out either. She's got the Lincoln bedroom. And then we've got a generation failed social media addicts are more likely to feel inadequate when it comes to their careers and looks. That ties into the dehumanization. Stay with us. You know who Hillary's got her pin up on her wall.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This illustrates everything we're talking about and the globalist model perfectly. This one article, Americans for Tax Reform article up on DrudgeReport.com. Guys, I want to post this entire article at InfoWars.com. Lois Lerner's IRS granted only one conservative group nonprofit status in 3 years. You want to know the power to destroy, the power to control ideas? You create a tax-exempt system for religious, political groups, and others. And then you tell religious groups you can't be political. When the First Amendment says you already have tax exemption because Congress should make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, then it goes on to the press and the right of assembly and the right of petition. That's the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights, and it's the first for a reason. So they've inverted or they've twisted, they've made upside down how this is supposed to work. And so this is the latest study. The truth is, in the 7 years or 6.5 years of Obama, they've only given out a handful of thousands of tax exemptions, and only three. Lois Lerner's IRS granted one conservative group nonprofit status in 3 years. Now, I've thought about creating a nonprofit division of InfoWars because we could do so much more if we did and have it serve the founding principles of the Republic. And be a pro-human foundation, an anti-eugenics foundation, and then have a think tank, reporters that put out reports, so that I could have reporters that could then report to InfoWars, and we could have more reporters and finance what we're doing and get more of the word out. There is no way in Hades, we've looked into it, that the IRS would ever issue that. But I've made the decision, and I'm telling my accountants today, they're coming to meet me after the show. In fact, I'm doing overdrive. They're waiting right now that I'm going to seek a tax-exempt status, not for InfoWars, but for a new Bill of Rights-promoting foundation. And you watch, these dirtbags are going to refuse it, and I'm going to sue them. Thousands of groups have had it revoked, and only one group in 3 years has been given tax exemption. You're supposed to just get it. Libertarian, conservative, veterans groups, gun groups are all being refused or having them revoked. Then they say, guess what? You owe back taxes. We're saying the last 2 years you weren't really exempt. So for all your operations and your people, you know, lobbying on Capitol Hill for the Second Amendment, whatever it is, you owe the IRS money. Open, naked persecution. But it gets worse. I remember this headline. It was in the Washington Post 6 months ago. Not one liberal group has been refused. Over 10,000 were issued. Let's see how good my memory is. I just remembered that. Guys, search not one liberal group refused tax exemption by Lerner. And if memory serves, it was like 10,000 that Obama's given. 10,000 groups get to be tax exempt. One conservative group gets to be tax exempt. 10,000 to one. We know David could beat one Goliath, who was five times his size. Could he beat 10,000? Not even Samson could do that. This is how they operate selectively. Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, General Electric, Google, they're all tax exempt. Their employees pay taxes, but not them. They're all multinational. There it is, IRS-approved liberal groups while Tea Party in limbo. That's an article out of USA Today. I don't know if that's the same one, but you can look it up. Not one liberal group refused tax-exempt status. That's the headline. So they all get it, but nobody else does if you're not a commie, basically. And see, McDonald's got waivers on Obamacare. Don't have to get Obamacare for their full-time employees. So they didn't have to get rid of their full-time employees. Everybody else did, putting them at a disadvantage. And thousands of Democratic Party groups, they got exemptions from Obamacare. See, they create these laws to then selectively enforce it, and that's where the real fraud is. Lois Lerner refused tax-exempt status to hundreds of conservative groups, but granted status to an underage prostitution ring. Now, there's a Gateway Pundit article. We'll find it. I remember the headline. It was no liberal groups refuse tax-exempt charitable status. I remember that headline emblazoned on my brain. But we're finding lots of other interesting stuff while we look for it, which just keeps backing up what I'm saying. But one group in 3 years, thousands and thousands and thousands, NAMBLA is tax-exempt. But a group promoting the Second Amendment? No, no, no. This is how they want to shut down speech in this country. And there's no jurisdiction for the government to be involved. That's why I opposed the Texas film initiative where they were giving tax exemption. Because if you wanted to do a pro-gun film or a film about Waco or a film that was anti-GMO, even liberal, they wouldn't give you the tax exemption. They had a little private board in Austin tied into the Austin Film Society, and then who've now taken over Access Television, by the way. And they would decide, and selectively, like indulgences, or you know, like the old Soviet Union would decide who could have a show, who could have a program, who could be involved, who could have a play. No, if you're going to have tax exemption, you fill out the form, and then if you make a film in this state, you get tax exemption. I'm all for that. But you don't get to say what the project is. And so they had national headlines that Alex Jones kills film in Texas. No, the people politicizing the tax exemption and selectively using it, you're the ones that crapped all over it, not me. And I have a lot of friends you know, in the whole Austin film scene and on the Film Society, a lot of good people. But Robert Rodriguez ruined the whole thing. And I'll tell you, he's the David Duke of Hispanics. Truly disgusting. And I know he hates my guts. I knew that 15 years ago. And now I've heard what he's turned into and hanging out with Obama, and it's frightening. It's frightening. I talked to folks that work for him. He will not hire anybody at his TV, his new TV network, that isn't Hispanic. And I think that's terrible. I mean, we hire anybody to get the job done. I don't care what color you are. You can get the job done, I'll hire you. I don't mean to go off on a jag about Robert Rodriguez. It's just they want racial politics. That's how they want this whole thing to operate. I'm going to come back in the next segment with the whole parallel, the allegory that ties into some of God's greatest gifts or unanswered prayers. And then we're going to put this audio together for the nightly news with the video we shot in Rome that ties into it. But before we go any further, two articles, not going out, why millennials are no longer going to nightclubs. And before I read it, I knew it would be social media and wanting to stay home and wanting to talk to people on Facebook and wanting to just listen to music alone and not associate with other humans. And you read the article, that's what it says. And then there's another one right here, because all the data's there. I'm not bragging that I knew what was in the article before I read it. It's just a fact. Daily Mail, generation hashtag fail, social media addicts are more likely to feel inadequate when it comes to their careers and looks. They make less money. They know less people. It's fine to use Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube to educate other people, to reach out to others, to share your art, to magnify what's happening in the third dimension, not in the digital silicon dimension. You take the real world and you magnify it in cyber. That's my philosophy, because we're immersed in it. And that empowers, and then it's a good tool. It's like using a gun to, you know, get some games. You don't starve to death. But but people that only immerse themselves in the false reality of Second Life, where they spend real money to buy a, you know, an imaginary Ferrari, and where they're movie stars, in the real world they're not movie stars, so they don't feel adequate. You have to go out in the real world and just go through the experience, and it's the experience that is the destination. The journey is the ultimate destination, as they've said many times. Survey found 56% of social media users feel they're not reaching potential. It found people feel like they're underperforming in four main ways. These include body image, career, mood, and energy levels. One-third of young men wish they were closely resembled their profile. And it just goes into how they're being dehumanized by it and how they're not having relationships and how they're not living and how they're getting fat. And I get it. We're already indoors working too much. We already got too many bills to pay online. All that. You need to get out. And I know I'm saying things that's already known. Climb a hill. Climb a mountain. Go for a mile swim. Don't know how to swim a mile? Swim 200 yards. Before you know it, you'll be swimming a mile. I'm going to swim a mile today. Maybe more. I might go for 2 miles. And just live. And that's what builds your mental muscles. Travel. experience things. Go volunteer for charity. Go join a boxing club. Go take airplane flying lessons. They're not that expensive. Just do something. Live. You're only alive once. That's the answer. Break out of the matrix and only use the digital system to jack in to warn others. We'll be back with a story of Hercules.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Final live segment. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Live. Don't forget, tonight, the nightly news are going to be focusing in big time at 7 o'clock Central on these current developments. China currency shock, yuan value slashed, oil tumbles, stocks spooked. That's developing tonight, 7 o'clock Central. That'll be our top story. We'll know more after the stock market closes. 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. Speaking of the nightly news tonight, we will have actually the HD video that Rob Dew shot to go along with the report I'm about to verbally give you. Earlier in the broadcast, I talked about the Garth Brooks song where he talks about sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. And I think back in my life how many times I wanted something, how many times I prayed about something, and what I wanted in my heart didn't happen, and it turned out that it was a great thing that it didn't happen. Because when one door shuts, a lot of other doors open. And sure, all these things I'm saying are cliches because they're so true. So I traveled to Rome, was there 5 days with our reporters to research just how bad the immigrant waves into the country are, just how serious the infrastructure problems are, and to see just how draconian EU tyranny was. And we're making a documentary on that subject. We also went to Spain. But when you talk about sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers, I don't literally think this story is true. That is, I don't think Zeus was real or that the archetype of Hercules was real. But it is a good parallel to understand how the real world works, that when one door closes, another opens. Now, this part of the story is true. There was a pantheon of Hercules and his 99 statues of each of them at the temple to Hercules. And in Roman times, the huge bronze statue of Hercules, I stood below it, it's got to be about 40 feet tall, was struck by lightning during a storm and knocked over. The Romans thought this was an omen, a sign. They were obsessed with tea leaves and reading the entrails of animals and the stars, that the king of the gods, Zeus, was angry with Hercules and had hit him with this bolt of lightning because Zeus is the god of lightning. And, of course, that's the name of the Greek god of lightning, the king of the gods. It's the same god under the Romans, but called Jupiter. So Jupiter was angry and had killed Hercules in figure because they believed the statues were actually inhabited by the spirit of the god, or at least an aspect of the god. They have the temple to Mars there across the street from the Roman Forum, but it's Mars Vengeance, built by the adopted son of Julius Caesar I, after he pledged to wipe out all those that killed his father. When the last one was killed, he built this temple. But I digress. Then, hundreds of years later, when barbarians from the north, Visigoths, came in and sacked Rome and melted down the bronze statues into weapons, the only statue they couldn't find was Hercules, because they believed Hercules had been basically killed by Zeus, and so the Romans had buried him under the temple floor right where he'd fallen. So all the other 99 of Hercules were melted down, and their physical embodiment was destroyed. So was it a curse from Jupiter? Was it a curse from Zeus in the Greek to strike him with lightning and knock him down, knowing the Romans would then bury him, and then a few hundred years later he wouldn't be destroyed? Or was it a blessing so that he now stands in the center of the Vatican Museum surrounded by all this other incredible art? That is an allegory or a parable of sometimes curses are actually blessings and blessings are actually curses. You've just got to have the perspective in time and realize that sometimes Jupiter works in mysterious ways. And before the New York Times runs with a story saying I believe in Greek and Roman gods, I don't. But I believe in the aspects of those gods as archetypes. We can certainly learn from it. And I think the Romans had a lot more common sense than a lot of our leaders today. And I was drawn to the Roman art. I was repulsed by the Vatican art. And the Vatican itself at St. Peter's Basilica looked like a nightmare giant Las Vegas casino on steroids. Had one of the worst vibes I've ever felt. Worse vibe than even the Roman Colosseum. That's just my gut response. Maybe it's because Pope Francis, the world government globalist is now in control, or maybe it always felt like that. That's it for this transmission. Great job of the crew and our reporters on the ground in Missouri. Lord willing, I'll join you here tomorrow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding office, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will
will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
Now predicting the first guy who uses the Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice!
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and there'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does. Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Long live the Republic!
Again, that's a great tribute to Roddy Piper as well as the movie They Live, updating that with what's going on at this very moment. Can the world get any stranger? Well, yes, it can. Here's an article from Slate saying AI the wed. Humans should be able to marry robots. Yeah, folks, no matter how strange you think it gets even stranger. Now, of course, we've been talking about what's going on in Ferguson. We have two reporters who are there. Alex is going to be interviewing them in the third hour. Alex is going to be joining us shortly live in the studio. He's working on a very important story. Of course, much of what's happened in Ferguson has now been spun to be about InfoWars and about the Oath Keepers. We're there to report it. Other reporters have been arrested there in Ferguson. But the reporters are coming under attack. The peacekeepers, like Oath Keepers, are coming under attack. This is, I believe, and we've said this many times, why Ferguson, why this particular case would be given so much attention. Why would they be so obviously and blatantly incompetent, announcing the verdict at the time that they'd been having riots and mass demonstrations, doing that at night at 8 o'clock to provoke the crowd? Everything seems to be designed to provoke the crowd. And, of course, they don't want anybody who is going to stand there peacefully with arms as a deterrent, because the presence of firearms by peaceful people is a deterrence to looting. It's very simple. That's one of the reasons why the police won't do it. They want the place to burn down, as we've seen elsewhere. They make that very, very clear. We were talking in the last break about the article from Paul Craig Roberts, who was the Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. He was talking about what the real unemployment rate is. You tell people the real unemployment rate is 23%, and they scoff at you. They say, that's nonsense. It's 5%. It's really good. Well, he breaks it down for you, because our government has several different measures. And Paul Craig Roberts points out that We don't have honest reporting of this. We don't have honest collection of these statistics either. He says the so-called recovery is based on the U3 measure of the unemployment rate. This does not include any unemployed person who's been discouraged from inability to find work and hasn't looked for a job in just 4 weeks. So you go 4 weeks and you say, well, I'm not looking for a job. I don't know how they get that from people, presumably if you're on unemployment. I don't really understand how they know. But let's just go with the fact that they do know. But they cut it off at 4 weeks. So if you're not looking for a job, after 4 weeks, they don't count you. Then you've got another one called the U6. This is another one that the government also used. And it's another official measurement. That one is over 10%, over twice as much as U3, because that takes people who are discouraged and not looking for a job, and that is for less than 1 year. Those have been discouraged for less than 1 year and still unemployed. However, he points out that going back to 1994, Clinton wanted to look like his economy was better than Reagan. So what they did was they removed the true unemployment rate. That is long-term workers who still haven't gotten a job. They say, well, these people haven't gotten a job over a certain period of time. Then I think that they are discouraged. And so they're not really looking, so we can take them out of the unemployment rolls. Not necessarily true. If you look at that, and he points out John Williams of ShadowStats.com has continued to measure that since 1994 in the same way that the government used to measure it and used to report it by that standard. In July 2015, the unemployment rate is 23%. So if we were being honest, if we were comparing it back to the unemployment rates that we used to measure back in this country, we would not have 5% unemployment. We would have over 23% unemployment. But we also have other problems. And, of course, the problems are focusing this demonization campaign, pitting one group against another, pitting blacks against whites, men against women, not trying to solve our fundamental common problems. And as I mentioned in the last segment, if you're part of a minority, if you think that Black Lives Matter, or the only way that you're going to effectively protect Black lives is to make common cause with the larger group, to get the larger group to understand that their lives are at stake as well. And they are. There's a lot of white people. There's a lot of people of every race that are being killed by this out-of-control, militarized police state. People of every race are losing due process. Yes, it is worse for the black community. All the more reason for them to make common cause. Yet this is what we see. Look at this article that we have on InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson. Media launches new demonization campaign as Oath Keepers arrive in Ferguson. And he shows a tweet from a previous, when they were there last time, when the last time the riots were happening, black Ferguson business owners begged Oath Keepers to help them last time. And he shows a picture of a black business owner along with an Oath Keeper who protected her business. And he says, why is Black Lives Matters against this? Why would you oppose this? These people are protecting businesses of everyone, not white only, white, black, Asian, anyone who asks them. They're standing there protecting them, offering peace in the community as a deterrent to looters. They're not threatening anyone, but they are now being threatened by the local law enforcement. This other headline, Missouri rep says, take out Oath Keepers in Ferguson, and characterizes them as instigators. This is Representative Emmanuel Cleaver. No, that is not what's happening. And as D. Ray McKesson, who is a leader in the Black Lives Matter, tweeted out, this is what he said about InfoWars reporters as well as Oath Keepers yesterday. He said, the Oath Keepers in Ferguson have said they are there to protect InfoWars, a conspiracy theory site against Black Lives Matter. Be careful. Again, trying to pit one group against another. They're not threatening anybody. They're not a threat to anyone who's doing this. And then another guy comes back and says, Alex Jones is racist and his site, InfoWars, has an agenda to stop Black Lives Matter movement. No, we have an agenda to stop the division, the divide and conquer strategy of George Soros. We have exposed that many times. And we have the protesters there declaring that they are ready for war as America's impoverished inner cities threaten to erupt. That's what we've seen from the headlines from New York Times, from others. They have blocked interstates there. We're going to be, as I said, talking to our reporters who are there live And the third hour, that's going to be Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs. Alex will be talking to them. And Alex will also be interviewing legendary astronaut Story Musgrave. Interesting, this story that came out. Astronauts debate the first, declare the first space salad to be awesome. So now they are growing space in the they're growing food in the International Space Station. They're trying to get a longer presence for astronauts so they can get to a farther reach. And nevertheless, what is happening here? Perhaps they'll do some kind of a genetically modified thing. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll get some real fresh food. Now, before we go to a special report, I just want to let you know that this segment of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Supermail Vitality. We've had that out of stock for quite some time. It came back in stock last Friday. Our new emergency shipment arrived then. We know that our bodies are under hormonal attack, and it's time to fight back. This new ultra-strength Supermail Vitality formula has hundreds of five-star reviews. It's truly life-changing. You can go and read these reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a great way to decide whether or not the product is right for you. Let me read you one of those. Tiago from London says, I am very happy for having ever tried Supermail Vitality. While Alex ships to the UK, I will always buy this product. It's great in all ways, from the strength to the vitality to the endurance. I can confirm that today. I can reach farther with this product. I have looked into the ingredients. They're safe and great. He says, thanks. Take a look at the reviews that you find there at InfoWarsLife.com and decide if it's the right product for you. Again, we have Super Male Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, one of the things is we've been talking about politics in the last week, and Alex was here yesterday talking to callers trying to get their take on what they felt about Donald Trump, what's going on with the campaign. Of course, one of the things I'm struck by is the fact that if you go to Donald Trump's campaign website, there's absolutely not a single issue there. I've never seen anybody run for dog catcher that didn't have an issue as to why they were running. I'm running because I want to fix this. This is a problem, and here's my solution. Everyone, no matter how low the office, has always had that up. Here's a guy running for president simply on the strength of his personality and the number of followers that he has on Facebook, because that's what he talks about. That and his press releases and about his back and forth with Fox News. If we dig, however, we can find some of the things that he's been talking about. Of course, he was for abortion before he's now against it. We've heard him say 25 years ago that he was for decriminalization of drugs. He thought that was the only way to stop the violent crime. I agree with that, but I don't hear him saying that now. He's changed his tune on many issues. And, of course, maybe one of those issues, we never heard what he thought about the surveillance state, but he did say on Fox News that Ed Snowden is a, quote, total traitor and should be executed. So that kind of gives you a feeling as to why he, as well as the rest of the people besides Rand Paul and the GOP, are not going to be talking about doing anything about the surveillance state. Of course, the Democrats aren't going to be talking about that either. There's not anybody in either of the mainstream parties, except for Rand Paul, that seems to have a problem with violating the Fourth Amendment for every single American. As we saw in the debate, Chris Christie said, we have to get these records because otherwise, how are we going to know if the people aren't terrorists? In other words, you are all guilty. And only until they spy on you, put you in their database, then that's the only way that you're going to know, they're going to know whether or not they can trust you. You're all guilty. You're all terrorists. They need to spy on everything you do. And when you look at how this is playing out with the various intelligence mining that they're doing in the pre-crime, it is very, very scary. Alex is going to come up right after this report. We have a report that we've played in the past. This is the ultimate red pill, talking about how things are strange. Here's the ultimate red pill.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that control me even more. I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control.
Make us feel bad, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of social significance and classism, statism, and all the rest of modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. Continue your court.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the 11th day already of August 2015. You know, there's an old saying from Italy that a cobbler's children have no shoes. And, of course, a cobbler is a shoemaker. A cobbler's children have no shoes. And when we look at it from that perspective, I have no time to work on the big investigative reports, the big investigative stories, the big breaking news, the vetting of stories, the dealing with crises, because I'm kind of like the overall news director. And then I wear the hat of a radio, TV host, documentary filmmaker, news website runner, all those other things I deal with. And so that's why sometimes you'll have David Knight just suddenly in here because I can't make it on air. And David Knight, by the way, does a fabulous job. Different strokes for different folks, different personalities, different overall flavor, but overall the same research and understanding of world events and the same desire to promote freedom. And that's why David is so popular with our audience, and I appreciate him filling in on about 30 minutes short notice today because I had a family issue that came up, and I was working on a big story this morning previous to that. Obviously, we have a big broadcast lined up for you today. In the third hour, we're going to have popping in Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs. They're up there covering the state of civil emergency in Ferguson that could be a microcosm for things to come in the rest of the country. And CBS News, we have the newscast, just came out and said that there were armed vigilantes there hired by InfoWars in confrontations with the locals. And then we went and watched the video, and we called Joe Biggs, and we talked to the Oath Keepers, and the media asked Oath Keepers, why are you here? Well, I'm here to protect the public. I'm here to protect the press. And out of that, they're now hired by us, and they're vigilantes. This is how media lies. And Rob Dew has called CBS local, but it's also been put out national, and said, look, just you've got to retract this. But in the past, media was not this deceptive. They would still lie some, but I mean, now the gloves are off. And we've seen them more and more engage in things like this. There's no way. Their own CBS report doesn't have the militiaman, the Oath Keeper, saying that. I mean, if you had that, you'd show it on tape. Then they just have it in the voiceover that they said that. It's like when MSNBC goes, the Boston bombers did it. They were influenced by Alex Jones, and he's deeply racist. And then they don't show where I influenced them, not a shred of evidence. And then they don't show where I'm racist, deeply racist, excuse me. It's just what I call preying on your audience, predatory media preying on their audience. Now, I've been tied up with some other big stories concerning Jade Helm and other research we're doing right now. I was talking to Nico, one of the head producers, yesterday, and he said, you know whose story Musgrave is? And I said, well, yeah, of course I do. That's the U.S. astronaut with the most flight time and most time in space of any American. You could debate whether Russians have spent more time in space. He's the designer of Skylab, flew the first shuttle missions, helped design the shuttle, Wernher von Braun's basic design. Was in the Marines back in the early 50s, was a part of the early astronaut program, was an astronaut in 67, retired in the late 90s. He's an MD. He's got like 7 degrees, an engineer. I mean, you talk about an astronaut's astronaut. He's going to be joining us, and I haven't talked to him yet. I got his number yesterday. He said, feel free to call him. I just was never got around to it. Plus, you're kind of intimidated, you know, calling these people up. See, a rock star, I got some friends that are major rock stars. I think they're really cool. People like Joe Perry or Dave Mustaine or Billy Corrigan. Those are the folks that have been public about being patriots. A lot of others, even bigger, if you can believe it, who were scared to be public. And I like their music. Grew up listening to it. I admire them because they're cool people that have the courage to speak out knowing they can be attacked. But I don't get butterflies around them. I've talked a lot about this. I mean, I've been to A-list Hollywood parties. I'm not name-dropping. I'm just, it's a sociological paradigm for me. And been around the biggest names in Hollywood. The biggest names. Not just the ones you've heard here that are up there, but folks even bigger. The biggest names. And I don't get butterflies. Quite frankly, it's a little boring. I want to get back to Texas. Not because of them, but the folks that are around them, the emptiness of the culture. But I get around engineers, scientists, code breakers, astronauts, fighter pilots, people that are trailblazers, deep divers that can, you know, dive, free dive down 1,000 feet. That's the most dangerous sport there is. Industrial divers, submarine rescue people. The head of Veterans for Peace locally, Don Darling, was a captain of a famous submarine rescue system that rescued people at thousands of feet, some of the deepest dives ever. I mean, you're around that. These are exceptional humans. And I get giddy around them. Anyways, I didn't call him yesterday because I'm intimidated to call him. He came to Austin. He was here. He wanted to meet me. He tried to find out how to meet me. That's where it gets even weirder, because I admire him, and I guess he likes me. I haven't talked to him yet, and we get a hold of him. He's going to come on the show and say he wants to discuss whatever we want to get into. And I know he's been involved in the secret space program and everything else. American physician, retired NASA astronaut. His brother died on the same ship he was on. Aircraft carrier, I guess it was the Wasp. I've got his Wikipedia here. In a crash, and the aircraft carrier ran over him. I mean, just an interesting, interesting person. There's no way to even go over his whole bio. Truth is more amazing than fiction. And so the real Buck Rogers is going to be joining us coming up. And I don't know what he's going to drop on us, because we've had people on like Buzz Aldrin, second guy to walk on the moon. And yeah, folks, they went to the moon. And, you know, he starts bringing up all sorts of wild stuff about, you want to go to the moon of Mars? It's got the obelisk. It's connected to the pyramids. That's all I can tell you. It's classified, Alex. And then he told me classified stuff in Hollywood about how they'd already discovered water on the moon. They were going to let the Indians crash a probe and how it'd be on the news in 6 months, and it was. So, I mean, these guys really know about the dark side of the moon, if you know what I mean. It's all coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.